Well, right now, what we've found is that ivory is coming into the United States both legally and illegally, including ports of entry such as Boston's Logan Airport. And we think that all across the United States, you have a situation where America has essentially become probably the number two ivory importer behind China. And so both the United States government and the individual state legislatures across the country need to take the responsibility to try and stop domestic ivory markets as a way of saving elephants in the wild.
Now, you say it is coming into the ports legally and illegally.
That's right. You'll have some antiques, certified antiques, or hunting trophies. When someone goes to a country in Africa and hunts an elephant, they usually bring back the tusk as a trophy. And so those things can be legal, and these products can come into the country. But then there's also significant seizures of jewelry, trinkets, piano keys, etc., that are being confiscated at the ports of entry as well. So part of the problem with the ivory trade right now is that it's very hard to tell legal from illegal ivory. And once you get something into the country, it can be sold illegally but fraudulently as a legal product.
Your organization, Born Free USA, is supporting this bill. So how would it be applied if it is passed?
Well, importantly, it would prevent people in Massachusetts from importing, selling, purchasing, bartering, or even possessing ivory or rhino horn. And that's another important part, that it does include rhino horn, and rhinos are obviously incredibly imperiled in the wild right now. So it prevents all of that activity within the state of Massachusetts, thereby preventing people in Massachusetts from contributing to the ongoing poaching crisis of both elephants and rhinos throughout Africa.
What type of U.S. legislation is also taking place regarding the sale of illegal ivory and rhinoceros horn?
Bills that are pending in Congress right now. One would make poaching much more difficult in Africa because it would make penalties for people who poach much more significant. In other words, this bill that Congressman Peter DeFazio has introduced from Oregon called the Tusker Act would look at countries that are implicated in allowing elephant ivory to be sold or rhino horn to be exported and making sure that we're able to put sanctions on those countries easier as a way of trying to crack down and push countries around Africa to do more to stop poaching. And then there are other bills that are coming up. So you really see sort of right now this federal impetus to do more. And, of course, all of this feeds off the Obama administration, which has issued an executive order, set up an advisory council on wildlife trafficking, and is really, you know, putting some significant government effort behind trying to stop the ivory and rhino horn trade.
How is poaching contributing towards terrorism and government corruption?
Actually, the question could really be turned around a bit. It's that government corruption and poaching are contributing to the decline of elephants in the wild. You've got situations that in places like Zimbabwe and Tanzania, it's really a bit lawless. So in Zimbabwe, you've got significant government corruption. You have government leaders who are owning lands where poaching takes place and profiting by the sale of ivory. In Tanzania, we've got significant declines of elephant populations, especially in places like the Selous Reserve. And again, Tanzanian government implicated in corruption. So that contributes to and facilitates not only poaching, but the movement of ivory from the field to the marketplace. But then a lot of places in Africa, you have some significant instability because you've got these terrorist outfits that are killing elephants, selling the ivory, and using a portion of the proceeds, at least, to fund their nefarious and deadly activities.
What then would this bill mean for the elephants and rhinoceros in Africa?
Well, I think every piece of legislation that's introduced to try and stop the sale of ivory and to stop the sale of rhino horn is going to make a positive contribution to conservation on the ground, because it's going to help dry up the different markets around the country or around the world for these products. And obviously, if there's no market for the product any longer, then there's no profitability in selling ivory or selling rhino horn. And if you remove the profitability, you remove the incentive to kill elephants and rhinos. But it actually does a second thing, which is really important on a political level, and that is that so much focus has been placed in the past few years on China and trying to stop the Chinese consumption of ivory, the Chinese sale of ivory. But obviously, they're only one part of the problem. They may be the most significant and major part of the problem, but we have to show in America that we're willing to step up and pass state and federal legislation to do our part to stop the domestic sale of ivory and help these animals in the wild.